Hello and welcome to Zero to Hero. Excuse me. And this week's episode, Raised in Captivity. Now, this week's podcast was going to be a little bit different. But then I saw something yesterday and it's just coming to my head, Raised in Captivity. And what it was, I saw a video. It's only a short video. But it piqued something in me. And where people say, you mustn't watch TV, you mustn't watch this, you mustn't watch that. And to a certain extent, I do agree. But if you, I don't want to use the word evolved, this sounds condescending. If you're aware of what's going on around the world, the hypnosis, the trickery, everything like that. You can tend to see through what they're doing and you can discern what you're watching. You don't really want to be watching mind-numbing crap, but little fun things to pique your interest and make you happy. Cool. Yes, there's subliminal messages in most things nowadays. But a little teeny advert, oh, it's just it. Was it an advert? Well, whatever it was, an excerpt or whatever it was. And I thought, my God. Just that saying, raised in captivity. What it was in a zoo, and there was this gorilla sitting down in the. I was gonna say in the mosh pit. Got a little bit of a blocked nose, so excuse me if I'm a bit snuffly. Yeah, this gorilla was in his gorilla pit in the zoo, and all these school kids were up at the metal railings. You know, making fun of it, doing the monkey noises, etc., etc. And this gorilla looks sad, and they're making fun and picking on it, apart from one boy. Now, one boy was at the end, and the gorilla noticed this. The gorilla noticed that this boy was the only one not making fun of him or her. I don't know. So, the gorilla was wearing a Walkman. As they do. Go to any zoo, you will see gorillas wearing Walkmans. For those of you not old enough, a Walkman is a portable music center and you'd put a cassette tape in it, press play, and then you'd hear it with wires. Okay. But yeah, every zoo you go to in the world, a gorilla has a Walkman and headphones. Anyway, the gorilla having enough of being made fun of, being ridiculed, being kept in that place. Lost it and roared and you know, went to jump at them. Couldn't reach because it was high up the metal barrier. But roared and roared and beat his chest, looking very angry. And the kids ran off, apart from the one that wasn't making fun. And the gorilla took off his headphones and Walkman and threw it to the boy. And the boy put the headphones on, pressed play, looking at the gorilla, who was very sad. You could see, you know, those sad eyes, you know, they're welling up. Pressed play on the Walkman and the song, I Want to Break Free by Queen started playing. I Want to Break Free. And that hit home. That really hit home. It's like, oh, wow. So most people like were commenting, laughing and saying, oh, boys shouldn't do this or they shouldn't do that. Completely missing the point. That this gorilla was raised in captivity. Purely for the sole enjoyment of humans. And this isn't going on a I don't know what you call them, these groups where they're saving animals and that. This isn't about that. Although I completely agree with what they're doing. Raised in captivity. This gorilla, you know, either its parents were captured, brought here, and then raised in captivity, bred, raised in captivity. That gorilla doesn't know any different. Doesn't know any different. Doesn't know what's outside of his pit. doesn't know what the giraffe enclosure looks like, the lion's enclosure looks like, has no idea of the other animals, can hear them, but what do they look like? Has no idea. It's like he's in a bubble, even though it's open air. He's in a prison, isn't he? But he has an urge. He's like, I want to break free. I want to get out of here because I'm not happy. I'm not happy. Really not happy. This isn't who I'm supposed to be. And I love it because I'm getting things coming into my head now. Whoever's putting these things into my head is great. You know, the gorilla is going, this isn't where I'm supposed to be. I know I'm supposed to be for something else. I know I'm supposed to be elsewhere. What am I supposed to be doing? I know it's not this. Has no idea. And for the rest of its life, it will be encaged in that zoo, wanting to break free. And it has zookeepers, you know? But what happens if that gorilla, sorry, escaped? What if someone let that gorilla loose? What if that boy opened the cage? And the gorilla got out. What would happen? Well, for one, the zookeepers would try and stop it, whether via darts to make it go to sleep, tranquilizers, a net. And if it gets outside the zoo, maybe shot by the police. All to stop it escaping and put it back where they want it to be. Are you starting to get with me right now? But if it escapes, gets out, passes the police, this, that, and the other, where's it going to go? Who will it turn to for help? Who can help it? Yeah, come this way, come that way. There may be a, you know, what do you call it? A rare animal collector. You know, these illegal rare animal collectors. Well, come here with me, come here with me. Come to this island, and you can roam free on here. Still a prison, but it's on an island. It's a better prison than the one he was currently in. But he wouldn't know that. He'd be happy with that, wouldn't he? Oh, I'm happy with this. Look at this. I've got trees to swing in, this, that, and the other. But there's huger cages, huger nets. Huger, larger. So let's exchange one prison for another. Not going to go down a road if people want to eat rare meats, but you see where I'm going with this. Could be led astray, would be more than likely led astray for someone else's benefit. Now, change the word gorilla for human. Raised in captivity. It's mind-blowing. And the more you wake up, the more you realize, the more you're aware, the more conscious you are of what has been happening since time immemorial, you know, with our parents, our grandparents, great grandparents, all the way back through our lineage. Unless you're a Cabbage Patch baby, if you want to research that. So, we're raised in captivity, aren't we? They took us out of our natural environment, which was the home to for the mother to give birth at home with family. Maybe the duty nurse would turn up, and that was it. That's how it used to be. But then that was taken away. No, it's safer to have a birth in hospital. It isn't. It's easier to control what they want to do without going too deep into this. They want you to have heel prick tests, jabs, your blood on a form. They want everything. So they know where you are, who you are, and you're used as collateral, as chattel, as property. Yeah? You then become property of the state. So therefore, you then have to have an education because you have to be educated because apparently you're living in a civilized society. So you need to be educated to a certain standard before you're released onto the streets. So they have junior schools, primary schools, middle schools, secondary schools, then colleges, universities, all the way to keep you in an education system that was formed to keep you from being who you were meant to be. And it's been normalized. And this is the whole of society. So that's not just that, it's everything. Work, you know, you've got to work to pay bills. You've got to work to pay money. Yet the money is created out of thin air. All right, we'll see where we're going with this. And most humans are content. They're happy with that. They're happy with it. But over the past maybe decade, maybe a couple of decades, people have been noticing that maybe since the internet or before the internet, I know a certain group of people were always questioning. That's myself. I always got in trouble for questioning. Why do we have to do this? Why do we have to do that? Why does a queen live in a ginormous building like that and we live in a council house? Why is that? And then you find out they have more houses, more land, more jewels, more gold, more. It's like, oh, that's a bit greedy, isn't it? Yet their own people are suffering from poverty and unemployment and, struggling to feed themselves, heat their homes. So there's too much diversity there. And when you start questioning, you have the zookeepers, or we call them the gatekeepers, that stop you from questioning. They'll bat you down. If you do it at school, you question something, say, hold on, what about quiet? Oh, you've been marked down now. You've been marked down. So to get your good grades, you have to do what they say. If you don't do what they say, you get low grades, you don't get a better paid job, blah, blah, unless you become an entrepreneur and you start thinking for yourself. Once you start thinking for yourself, your world changes. But again, just say like the schools are the zoo, and then you're released. You still have gatekeepers. It's like the zookeepers are keeping an eye on you, but make sure they're fully indoctrinated, fully trained in the way of the zoo. And I'm telling you now, years and years ago, I did a Ouija board and I had an extraterrestrial come in, an Andromedan, and I was communicating for over an hour with this being, this lovely being. And I said, what is Earth? And it just spelt out a zoo. So it's very apt, this podcast today. So your zookeepers, your gatekeepers, they could even be your parents, your siblings, your partners, your own children. Yeah, could be anyone. They come along to keep you back on the track of normality, their normality. And if you don't, you become the black sheep of the family. I'm sure none of you have been the black sheep of the family. You're all whiter than white, aren't you? Takes one to recognize one, you know. But once you get out of school, they say, go university, get a job, get a good car, get a mortgage, get this. And yeah, it's great, brilliant. Look at me, I've got this flash car. I'm better than you because I've got a better car than you. I'm better than you because I've got a bigger home than you. I'm better because I go on more holidays a year than you. It's like, what the hell is this? We're not supposed to live this way. Yes, it's nice to have nice things, but to be demeaning to other humans, no, absolutely not. And we're set to work against each other. If I work harder and longer, I'll get more. That's the old way. All right. And so therefore, the other people start competing. Oh, look, they've got a new car. Well, I've got to get a new car then. I've got to get a better job. I've got to get this. Getting deeper and deeper into the slave system, into the zoo system. But, some people have broken out of that mentality. They've broken out of it. Yeah. Some people have kind of, let's call it awakened. They've awakened to some things and they know things aren't what we've been told. What we've been taught about our history, who we are, health, wealth, the whole lot. We've been misled. And a lot of people are starting to realize that now. So, what happens when you start to awaken? You start to notice things that you would never normally notice. You start, if you do watch TV or movies, you start seeing the subliminals. My God, look at that. Did you hear what they said? Did you see this? Did you see that? Whoa, look at the message they're trying to get across, or trying to hoodwink people with. You start showing discernment. Also, what happens is, what I've noticed, this is my personal opinion. Not saying it's fact, it's my personal opinion. What I've noticed, especially the past 3 years, I'd say, I know the 4 years has been a bit crappy, but maybe 3.5 years, that there's been numerous amounts of gurus flood the market and get in hundreds and hundreds of thousands of followers. Yet they were nowhere to be seen beforehand. And they've got lovely shiny faces. They know how to do professional videos, unlike me. They know how to put themselves across, and they seem to have a big team behind them. They know how to market themselves. And it's kind of, oh, hold on a minute. And this is all fairly newish. I know it's been going on a bit beforehand, but the past few years, it's inundated now. And it's in the local area as well. So not just online. It's like, we're doing this, we're doing this ceremony, this circle, this. And a lot of it is just to put plasters on. When you start awakening, you kind of have wounds. Yeah? When you're awakening from your captivity, it's like, oh my God, that's a lie. Oh, that's a lie. Oh. And it's kind of like you're being lashed with a whip. It's like, oh, that's painful. Oh, that's painful. And it's meant to be painful. It's meant to be uncomfortable. Of course, when you find out you've been betrayed all your life, you've been lied to all your life. And people want a way out of it. Say, like the Walkman, I want to break free. I want to break free. I want to break free. I don't like it where I am. I want to break free. And they'll latch onto any guru out there, anyone who knows what they're talking about or seems to know what they're talking about. And it's quite a thing to show discernment. It really is quite a thing to show discernment. So this is where it's very, very important to sit in stillness, start asking uncomfortable questions, start getting to know who you are. Yeah? This way, your own ability to show discernment, to see what's going on, to figure out everything that's going on in the world. And there's so much. It's so much, but it's done by the same people. If that makes any sense. So, you need to awaken your own powers. And it sounds weird, doesn't it, when I say you need to awaken to your own powers. We have powers. What can I fly? Can I do this? Can I read minds? Well, yes, you can actually. Yes, you can. You can read auras. You can read people's frequencies. You can read their vibrations. You can read their intentions. When you come from a place of having a pure soul, pure intentions, a pure heart. But how do you do all that? You know, you could get taken away to, these kind of ceremonies and circles, and it's great. But are you getting what you really need from them? Are you? I have so many people, you won't have no idea how many people I get who I know, some I know personally, some just online, and they just get the hump because they've been on so many of these guru courses. And they've realized that the spirituality that they thought they were going into isn't what they thought they were going into. And that's because this mass rush of like, oh man, I'm awakened now. Right. Okay. Oh, I can see an opportunity. I can do this now. And yeah, people come to this, come to my weekend, or come to these ceremonies. And yeah, we've awakened people. But when you go to them, they're still the same people. And someone said years ago, they're like chavs with crystals. I know that sounds demeaning, but what it is, I'm trying to get you to realize that, yeah, you may have escaped one zoo, but are you going into another? This is where you have to show discernment. And it's coming from a place of authenticity. And some people say, I'm authentic, I'm authentic. until you push their buttons or you trigger them, you know? So I believe, it's my belief, that you have to find your way in life. You have to. And yes, it's great to be guided, but therefore it's showing discernment. Who's going to guide you? Who on earth is going to guide you? Yeah, that person looks shiny. That person's got like a million followers, so it's got to be them. Okay? That person there, they're authentic. I see it. Yeah. Sometimes they swear. Sometimes they do this. They speak from the heart, you know? And when you speak from the heart, trust me, you don't get a lot of followers. You really don't. You get shadow banned. I mean, gee whiz, it last year, I think I had an 18-month restriction lifted. It's lifted. I'm still restricted quite a lot. And I don't even put out half the controversial stuff I put out. So it's like your cards are marked, sunshine. Your cards are marked. So it's going from the heart, you know, going from the heart. And coming from a guy that used to go led by the head all the time. Led by the head, that's good. Led by the head, you know, let's do this, let's do that, make decisions by the head and wonder why it went wrong most of the time. But when you go from the heart and you feel into your heart, you're connecting with your higher self. And people say, how do I do that? How do I do that? Well, it's you can call it women's intuition, you can call it psychic abilities, whatever. These are just labels, you know. Is there a one label that, you know, transitions the whole set of labels that are out there? I don't know. But what I do know is once you're more in tune with your psychic abilities, your intuition, your intuitive side, and really doing it, not get caught in the bullshit, let's say it how it is. Let's not get caught in the bullshit of yes, look at me, I look like this, I look like that, blah blah blah, you must follow me. You've got to get out of the bullshit. You've got to feel into your heart. Yeah. So what I've got coming up for you guys to help teach you discernment, to help teach you tap into your intuition, tap into your psychic abilities, and to see which is your strongest psychic ability. Once you know all this, my God, life is so different. It really is different. You can just cut through the mustard, cut through the bullshit. Your life will change because you'll start to know what you want, what you don't want. And you don't even have to think about it. You can walk into a room, you think, you can feel, oh, I want to keep away from that person there, energy vampire. Oh, I can feel someone who feels like sunshine. I want to be around them. And you go to them and you feel drawn to each other. But if you don't notice the signs or the feelings, how do you know? You don't. So it's my belief that it's so important for you to learn how to do it. Yeah? It could be shown, could be guided, but it's up to you to put the work in. And it's not about, you know, you've done so many weeks and here's a certificate. Right, yeah, you're free to go out. And that's with everything. My God, I've been on numerous courses over the years for all different things. And at the end, here's a certificate. And it's like, but they don't know what they're doing. They have no idea. They've just fluffed their way through or didn't listen or wasn't interested in it. And now they've got the same qualification. Well, to me, it's a qualification of life, isn't it? You take it upon yourself to say, I want to learn this. I really want to start getting involved. I'm getting these feelings. I'm starting to notice things, but I don't know what they are. I know there's something more for me out there. I know I'm not supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be somewhere else or doing something. My soul purpose, my life purpose. What is it? Well, at the end of April, I'm running a free 4-day psychically curious masterclass just to pique your interest, to see if there are any abilities inside you that are starting to show themselves and want to come out and want to develop. So on these 4-day masterclass, you'll start to learn which psychic ability is your strongest. Do you have psychic abilities? What's the difference between psychic and mediumship? It's going to start opening a whole new world for you. It really will. It's going to be fun. It's going to be entertaining. It's going to be educational. What it is kind of right. There's a way out of the zoo. There's a way out of the zoo. But before you're thrown right out into the zoo with many other gatekeepers, zookeepers waiting to grab you and no, put you in a label, in a bracket, in another cage. You've got to learn these steps. Once you learn these steps, you'll go out there and go, oh, I can feel they're not being honest with me. Oh, I can see they want to lead me down a false path. No, my path is this way. It will give you the confidence to get on your path and move forwards. So if you're psychically curious, you're starting to awaken spiritually, psychically, and you want to see where it's going to go, what it's going to do for you, come and join me on this free 4-day masterclass at the end of April. The link below, put your name down and get your spot booked in because it's going to be wild. And I'll tell you a little bit, yeah. There's going to be a private Facebook group. It's only people that have enrolled that can go into it. There's going to be support. The videos, it's going to be lives and they're going to be recorded. So if you can't make the live, you can watch the recording. Okay. So come and join me on the free 4-day masterclass, the Psychically Curious. If you're psychically curious and you're starting to feel things and notice things, it's certainly for you. Okay, guys. Thank you so much for listening to me. Click on the link below, get enrolled on the masterclass, and I'll see you there. Take care, guys. Bye bye.